Topic number 20, towns and places. Places have always been important in people's lives. Throughout our lives we get to know various places. However, the most important place in our life is our birthplace. We know this place pretty well as it is connected with lots of memories from our childhood, with our parents and siblings and with our friends. Some of us stay in our birth town forever. Those who have to leave their birthplace for any reason never forget about it, and always come back at least for a short visit. Basic facts about the city of Bratislava, if you want to introduce to someone. Bratislava, also referred to as the beauty on the Danube. Bratislava is the capital city of Slovakia, the seat of president, government and national council and cultural, economical and educational institutions. It's the largest city of country with a unique position on both sides of the Danube, having almost 500,000 inhabitants. From the historical point of view, Bratislava was an important crossroads of military and trade roads. One of the city dominants, which can be seen from far distance, is Bratislava Castle. The most attractive part of Bratislava is the Old Town, where the most historical sites as well as cultural institutions are concentrated. Its tiny lanes offer an ideal atmosphere for romantic walks to those who love to follow signs of history in the middle of modern world. Some tips to use about welcome tourists. Welcome to the wonderful town of Bratislava, capital city of Slovak Republic. My name is, and I will guide you during this stay. Your stay will last 3 days and during that time you will be accommodated here, at Hotel Carlton. Today, we will go and see Bratislava Castle, then as planned we will go to ruins of Zvine Castle. The program for the next 3 days is written on the table over there. Now you have got 3 hours to accommodate, have a shower or a nap. We will meet right here at 11 o'clock. The receptionist will tell you the numbers of your rooms. See you in 3 hours. Differences between living in a city and living in a village. There are many differences between life in the city and life in the countryside. I live in the city. There are many advantages of such a life. There is everything available. There are many cultural and shopping facilities, everything is near. Life in the city is more hectic. People can go out in the evenings, they can meet with friends. In the city there are also more jobs available. I like living in the city, I have more privacy there. Nobody knows me. I have everything there. On the other hand, living in the countryside can also be interesting. People live in beautiful surroundings. They are in nature. There isn't so much noise, there is a peaceful atmosphere. There are also some disadvantages. People can't get everything there. There are only a few shops, there used to be only one or two shops for the whole village. There aren't many cultural facilities too. People have to travel to work because there are not many jobs available. Everyone knows you. It could be disagreeable when your neighbors are too curious. They usually poke their noses into what is not their business. We all leave our homes when we travel for holidays. There are many beautiful, surprising, exciting and inspiring places in the world that offer a lot of excitement, possibilities for sightseeing, shopping in luxurious shops, going to restaurants and clubs. The most beautiful cities are Prague, Barcelona, London, New York, Paris, Rio de Janeiro, San Francisco and others. Those people who look for the exotic and relaxation prefer the Hawaiian Islands. To the most beautiful wild places belong the Antarctica, Amazon, Grand Canyon, Canadian Rockies and Sahara. Towns and places in Slovakia. There are many interesting places in Slovakia. These are, mountains. The High Tatras, the Low Tatras. old towns or villages. Caves. The Dobšinská ice cave and others. Castles. Bratislava Castle and others. Spas/spa baths. Piestany, Bardejov, Rijeka Teplice. The nature in Slovakia is very beautiful. In summer we can go hiking and in winter, we can go skiing in our mountains. We have the High Tatras and the Low Tatras. The nature there is protected by law. You can also visit old towns and villages, where you can see how people in Slovakia lived in the past. They are old wooden houses. Vlkolinec is protected by UNESCO. In Rijekalsna there is an old wooden Bethlehem. In Slovakia there are many caves. The Dobšinská ice cave is the largest ice cave in Europe. Other caves are the Cave of Freedom, Bilianska cave and others. There are also some very nice castles in our country. For example, Bojnice Castle. Every year there is a ghost festival. Kaštis. A home of a bloody Countess Elzbieta Bathryová who killed young women and bathed in their blood. Other castles are Bekov Ruins, Trenčín Castle, Bratislava Castle, Spiš Castle, Orava Castle, Strekno, Krasnohoka and so on. In Slovakia we have spa baths in Piestany, Bardejov, Rijekalsna. Although Slovakia is not very big country, it has a lot of natural beauties, monuments and sites. You can admire here many nice towns. For example, Trnava has got many nice Baroque churches and an old university. Trnava is called also the Slovak Rome. Other Slovak towns and cities. Košice. There is a university. We can see there the historical St. Elizabeth's Cathedral, Andrus's Palace. Trenčín. We can see a Trenčín castle there. Bojnice. In Bojnice the famous ghost festival takes place every year. Many people from Slovakia and also foreign tourists visit Bojnice Castle every year to see this festival. Piestany. Tourists can visit spa baths to relax and become fit. Kremnica. People who come to Slovakia should also visit a historical town called Kremnica. There was a mine for gold and this town is famous for the production of golden coins. These are some of the interesting places in the world. 1. In the USA. New York. We can see the Statue of Liberty, Manhattan there. The United States National Parks, the Grand Canyon National Park and the Yellowstone National Park. 2. In Europe. Paris. We can see Louvre there, the Eiffel Tower and many other sightseeing places. London. The Buckingham Palace, the Tower Bridge, the Houses of Parliament and Big Ben. Rome. The Colosseum. 3. Other places in the world. Rio de Janeiro. There is a famous carnival every year. Africa. People like to see safari and wildlife. People like to spend their holiday at different places. It depends on their hobbies, but also on the amount of money they have for their holiday. During their holiday, people can go to 1. Hot or exotic countries. Most people like to go on holiday to hot or exotic countries, because there is hot weather and a sea and they can lie on the beach, sunbathe and swim in the sea. For example, people like to go to Spain, Egypt, Croatia, Italy, Canary Islands and so on. 2. Sightseeing place. Some people don't want to sunbathe and lie on the beach, but they want to spend their holiday actively. They want to see new things and learn a lot about new countries, people and their customs and traditions. They prefer places like Vienna, London, New York or Paris. They visit museums, galleries, concerts and art exhibitions. For example, people go to Paris to see the Eiffel Tower and Louvre. In Louvre there is the picture of Mona Lisa. 3. Mountains. Some people like to spend their holiday in the mountains. For example, they go skiing to Alps or High Tatras. In summer they go hiking. 4. At home. Some people like to spend their holiday at home. They don't want to travel and so they stay at home and read a book, watch TV or they just spend time with their family and friends. Good place to relax and to socialize. If you want to find a place where to spend your free time, you should decide if you want to spend it in an active or passive way. If you want to idle, the best solution is going to the cinema or a football stadium to see the match and relax. If you want to be active, go to the leisure or sports centers, to the swimming pool or to the nature with bicycles. If you want to feed your soul, go to the library, ballet, opera or theater and enjoy the aesthetically experience.